Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Talking tax issues today with Daniel Beck of NCBA. In just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC. Casey West.
We're talking today here at the 2017 Summer Cattle Industry Meetings in Denver with Daniel Beck from the D.C. office of NCBA. Daniel, you follow tax issues for the cattle producers of our country. And, it had been interesting, the promises that were made during the campaign by the Trump administration to get rid of the death tax, to do quite a bit of work on corporate taxes and more, still has not happened. In other words, there's a lot of talk. It's going to happen. Where do we really stand on that?
It's been interesting to watch this process unfold since the inauguration. The administration has been working hard to figure out what some sort of comprehensive tax reform legislation will look like. The House is still intent upon moving forward with their blueprint reform, and the Senate, I think, has been weighing in slowly but cautiously, much like the Senate does. We're hopeful that after August recess, we'll really start to see things come to life in terms of legislation.
When we look at where we are on death taxes, the estate tax, of course, is kind of the thing that cattle industry, a couple of other ag groups as well, have really stepped up and have always talked about, been very strong advocates of get rid of it totally, was able to actually do at least a temporary repeal a few years back. Are we going to see just kind of a repeat of a temporary type of repeal because of reconciliation?
I don't think our producers can live with a temporary repeal. You know, the staggered rollback that occurred, we only had 1 year of full relief from the death tax. This time around, it's our opportunity to have full permanent repeal. And so that's what we're going to be working hard for and advocating for.
You know, what's the chances of Congress being able to actually get that done? In other words, to pull together, obviously easier in the House than the Senate.
You know, we remain cautiously optimistic. We have a lot of wonderful allies, both in the House and Senate, who are fighting hard for full permanent repeal of the death tax.
Beyond the estate tax issue, what are the other aspects of the tax code that you see that could be beneficial for beef producers?
We're excited to hear that they're considering lowering rates for both individuals and corporations, and we're also focusing on preserving tools in the toolbox that are critically important to our producers. So cash accounting, stepped-up basis, like-kind exchanges. We're a little concerned that all of those could become potential pay-fors if the proposal relative to a border adjustment tax goes away, and so we're fighting hard for full permanent repeal of the death tax, but we're also making sure that any reforms don't cut our producers off.
Overall, it seems like even though we got problems or we got challenges getting all this done, the attitude or the atmosphere is such that it's just maybe doable.
It is. You know, President Trump is a businessman. Health care is something that he made a promise on, and he's working hard to deliver on that. But I don't think that anyone in the White House is nearly as excited about health care as they are about tax reform. Tax reform lays strongly in his wheelhouse. And then we're lucky to have, a Speaker of the House who is also a former chair of the Ways and Means Committee. You know, Paul Ryan cares deeply about tax reform. He wants to see something happen. And, Chairman Brady from Texas, who's chair of the Ways and Means Committee, he's a good friend to the ag community and a strong advocate, both for tax reform and for repeal of the death tax. So we're hopeful that, with all of our allies in the House, the Senate, and the White House, that we'll be able to get something done this year.
Timing, you're thinking, after whatever recess they have in August, right?
Yes. The Senate recently announced that they will be delaying the start of August recess for 2 weeks. I have a feeling that in that two-week period of time, they'll hopefully be voting on appropriations bills and also maybe confirming some of these presidential appointees. I think in that break that the House and Senate take in August, they'll be figuring out what they want tax reform to really look like, because we could see some sort of fundamental comprehensive legislation, or we could see, a rates package. They'll be, figuring out those details, and then hopefully we'll see some sort of action in a package this fall.
Daniel Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on the ebb and flow of tax policy negotiations in D.C.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their Silver Anniversary Edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.